Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Backcourt side at the Carrier Dome alongside Steve Vizaz. I'm Eddie Iacopinti. Monmouth trailing Syracuse here at halftime, 57-28. Steve, we ran over the first half stats, the out-of-town scoreboard. My question to you now is, how are Monmouth's keys to the game different? What are your second half keys in order for Monmouth to get some kind of momentum out of this game going into their contest at Maryland on Wednesday?
You know, coaching-wise, Eddie, you know, you say to the team at halftime, or at least in my opinion, the game is 0-0. All right, we're going to play four-minute games here, or five-4-minute games, and we're going to try to win each one. You know, if the score is 0-0, let's go out, let's compete, let's win each four-minute segment, and get out of here on a positive note.
Monmouth comes out with their starting five. Syracuse does as well, and oh, baby, the Orange open this half, flying Christmas, a dunk on an alley-oop from Carter Williams.
And Eddie, the Hawks had that same play in their repertoire, and that time Syracuse used it against them in the 2-3 zone for the alley-oop. The Hawks have that same play. Syracuse executes it great against them, slams it home.
Oh, Rakeem Christmas's head was near the square. Hawks now moving right to left here in this second half. Spinella left wing, top of the key, Jesse Steele. Pull up just inside the arc is in and out. Christmas with the rebound. Good shot, but unfortunately, empty basket here. Carter Williams drives. C.J. Fair for three. Oh, it's good. 62-28. We've mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. This is the highest-ranked team MU's ever played in the regular season. Nicholas air balls in an attempt to answer. Fair pulls it down. Carter Williams, bullet pass down low to Christmas. Nice move in the lane. Gets it to go and a foul over Andrew Nicholas. Say the Orange have come out in the second half looking to make a statement. They lead 64-28.
Yeah, and Syracuse started the game a little sloppy. A lot of lob passes. A lot of sloppy turnovers. And Coach Boeheim pulled Carter Williams out of the game after one of his lob passes went into the stands. And ever since then, it looked like Syracuse kind of turned it on a little bit. And now in this second half, they've really started on quite the run. That's now 8 straight points to start the second half.
And a minute and 8 seconds.
Yeah.
That's the bigger thing. 65-28. Gary Cox into the game again. Ed White has his pocket picked by Carter Williams. In transition, he'll dunk it with two hands. That's a 10-0 run in 90 seconds.
Some of these guys on Syracuse, Eddie, are so physically blessed. I mean, Carter Williams is a 6'6 point guard. He's got long arms, really elevated, nice there for the dunk. I mean, these guys are just physical specimens.
The reason they're the fourth-ranked team in the country and one of the favorites to go to the Final Four and win a national title. Deion Nesmith, righty jump hook in the lane is short. Fair pulls it down. Carter Williams is going to bring it up court. Head up. Skips it over to Trish. Three from the right corner is good. Oh, man. They can score in a hurry. 70-28.
And this is exactly the way the Hawks didn't want to start the second half. You start off the game very well. Syracuse goes on a run to end the first half. You want to come out and you want to compete. And you want to leave Syracuse with something to build off of. However, Syracuse has really started the second half on a major run. You don't want the team to get disheartened here and start feeling defeated. No, you want to get something out of this game, something to build on. You know, last year, Andrew Nicholas was a freshman. He went into North Carolina, hit 7 threes. That's a positive. The Hawks came out of that game and they said, we found a player here. Andrew Nicholas is a ball player. He's not scared of the moment. Now, maybe you found something in Gary Cox tonight. You know, maybe you found something in Khalil Brown tonight. Khalil Brown had a pretty good first half there. But you got to come out of this game with something positive. But if this score gets to be 100-40, which can happen, Syracuse is that good, you know, then the team starts feeling defeated leaving here, and you don't want that to happen. But it's up to them. They've got to play hard. They've got to compete.
This is the beginning of a very rough three-game stretch for the Hawks. On Wednesday night, they visit Maryland for an 8 o'clock tip in College Park before hosting Villanova on December 22nd at 7 p.m. at the MAC. MU came into the game with a winning record at 5-4. Tough to maintain that winning record this evening, to say the least, as the 7-0 Orange, number 4 in the nation, played well in the first half, played even better the first 2 minutes of this second half. They lead 70-28 with 18:02 to go in this game.
And it was almost like that lob alley-oop play to start the first, or start the second half here. Kind of, I think, got into their heads a little bit. It was like, all right, we played a good first half, or we played a hard first half. Let's try to go out here and compete, and then bang, alley-oop dunk to start the second half. You know, sometimes that can affect you mentally. The Hawks got to get over it, though. They got to start running good offense, start getting good shots, and defensively, they got to compete more.
Friend of a pretty packed crowd, including about 50 Monmouth supporters that made the ride up in about 5-6 hours on one of our Monmouth Coach USA buses.
And going over the media guide, Eddie, Syracuse is always in the top two in attendance in the nation, and obviously well evidenced by tonight's crowd.
Yeah, I mean, playing in the Carrier Dome, which seats a zillion, as Monmouth here turns it over. Carter Williams had a steal, threw it right off of Nesmith. Marcus Ware comes back into the game. He'll take out Ed Waite. You know, this building is just, as Christian White comes back in, it's so expansive. You could seat another however many people you want.
Yeah, you really could.
You just keep pushing the bleachers on the other side back, and then you could unveil the whole dome. You could really have the entire Carrier Dome full of people for a game.
Absolutely. Another bad turnover by the Hawks. Again, sloppy. Don't even get a shot attempt.
DeJuan Coleman, foul line, pump fake. Loses it off his leg. It'll go back to MU. 17:41 to go.
Again, I mean, this is going to be very simple here, Eddie. You can't score if you don't get a shot attempt. You know, and the Hawks are turning the ball over, you know, throwing the ball into the corner, getting it batted out of their hands, and then Syracuse taking it the other way. Ed Waite gets stripped at the high post earlier in the second half, so you got to be strong with the ball.
Christian White dribbling between the circles. Goes to the foul line. Kick out to Gary Cox. Long two is good.
Hey, Gary Cox off the dribble, that mid-range shot, he's very good at. He struggles from the spot-up mid-range. He's a better spot-up three-point shooter, and then mid-range off the dribble, he's very, very good.
He's got six. Carter Williams drives, leaves one to Coleman. He's fouled from behind. Looks as though Spinella got him. If it is, it's his third foul. Steven does pick up number three, with Monmouth trailing Syracuse 70-30.
You look at Steven Spinella, you know, walking around campus. He's a pretty big guy. DeJuan Coleman is a big guy.
Well, Spinella's dwarfed by C.J. Fair also, and Fair's like their small forward.
Right.
Coleman misses his free throw. Khalil Brown will come in for Steven, who hasn't scored yet tonight. Picked up three fouls. DeJuan Coleman's second free throw is good. You know, Jim Boeheim always seems to have, like, similar players.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've got long, athletic guards. Three fours that are, you know, skinny and big. And then the center is just a monster. And that's going to be DeJuan Coleman.
Absolutely. And, you know, they recruit to play that zone. You know, they want long, athletic guys to extend that zone, get rebounds, and then push.
Marcus Ware throws up an air ball. Rebound by Syracuse. Trish loses one on the way up. Gets it back. Loses it again. Coleman pulls it down. He makes a move in the lane. Loose ball. Christian White comes away with it. White will carry up the left side. Gets stripped momentarily, but then pulls it back into the corner to Cox. Gary makes a nice move. Probably traveled three times. Flips it over to Marcus. Marcus will lay it in. And we got to be generous here. I think Gary traveled.
He probably did. But you know what? He's being aggressive. And Gary goes very well to his left hand. Gets into the paint with his left hand. Goes up in the air. And then dishes it off to Marcus Ware. Marcus goes to the other side of the rim to score to prevent a block shot.
Carter Williams drives. Whistle. It'll be a foul on MU. They're going to get Marcus Ware for that foul. His first. After scoring his first 2 points of the game the time before.
Gary Cox, I think that dunk has given him a ton of confidence. And that's a positive you can take out of this game. Gary Cox, spark off the bench, aggressive.
Speaking of a spark, Rakeem Christmas gets free and throws one down with two hands off the inbounds.
And the Hawks play a 2-3 zone against baseline out of bounds to prevent easy layups like that. That time, Christian White gets matched up against Christmas and had no chance.
Khalil Brown at the foul line. One dribble, kicks it over to Ware. Marcus from 14 feet is no good. Khalil Brown had his hand on it, but Coleman pulls it down. Carter Williams in transition. Nice move around Nesmith into the corner. Trish for three. Bottom.
And that's just a great individual play by Carter Williams. Nice dribble move, get into the lane, and then good team basketball kicking out the trash for the open look.
Under 15 and a half to go, second half rather. Brown, baseline jumper missed. Coleman again. The orange again in transition. Trish, after the outlet, crosses over on White. Contact, misses the shot, but he's fouled. That'll get us to the under 16 media timeout. Syracuse 76, Monmouth 32. We step out for 60 seconds here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Back at the Carrier Dome, Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti, your broadcast crew for the night. We'd like to remind you the next broadcast of Monmouth basketball is Wednesday night when the Hawks take on Maryland at College Park. 7:45 pregame, 8 o'clock tip. Myself and Greg Ott will be on the call for you in that one. Steve, tonight we have a front row seat to not only, I would say, a spirited Monmouth effort in this game. The score won't reflect that, but also one of the best teams in the country, one of the best teams I've ever seen in person in the Syracuse team.
Yeah, they're pretty impressive, and they're very skilled, especially their guards, very skilled players. Carter Williams, nice talent at 6'6 as a point guard, very long player, develops a little bit of a jump shot, and he's got one heck of a career ahead of him. Brandon Trish has started every game in his Syracuse career. Very good, solid player. Shoots the ball pretty well. Nice size at 6'4". And then all these guys around them, C.J. Fair, Christmas, they're good. And they're a good team. Sutherland comes off the bench, senior leader, shoots 44% from three as a 6'8 big guy. They have a lot of talent. I think something that they do lack, though, Eddie, is a true score with their back to the basket. And eventually, they're going to need that in the NCAA tournament. They don't really have anybody who scores with their back to the basket as a true big guy. They have some guards who take advantage of mismatches, but they don't really have that big guy who scores with their back to the basket. And I think that's eventually that could catch up to them.
Trish hits both of his free throws out of the timeout. He has 14 now. Max DeLeo, Jalen Palm into the game. The Syracuse team, their final season of Big East competition, moving to the Atlantic Coast Conference, the ACC, next year. Syracuse sitting back 2-3. Palm dribbling with a right hand. Under 15 to go in this game now. Hand for DeLeo. Max will dribble all the way to the right wing. Now go back to Palm. 8 on the shot clock. Jalen between the circles with the left hand. Over to Max DeLeo on the right wing. Palm top of the key. Pumps it at 3. Now pulls for 3 straight away. And it goes in. Hits the back of the rim. And finds the bottom of the net.
A little bit of a prayer right there for Jalen Palm as the shot clock's running down. But good recognition by the freshman. Realized the shot clock was running down. Was able to get a shot attempt.
MU will now sit back 2-3. Brandon Trish flips it over on the left corner to Carter Williams. Right hand dribble. Fair. 3 from the right corner. Too short. Gets his own rebound. His putback. No good. Tip ball. No good. Christmas now pulls it out. Fresh shot clock for the orange. Trish is going to try a 3 from the left wing. That's short. Rebound to Marcus Ware. Hand off for Palm on the dead run. 14 to go, second half. Palm will now run the show with the left hand. O'Gara ready to check in next whistle. Gary Cox left wing. Pull up for 3. It's going to be off to the right. An air ball, actually. Nicholas will come in with O'Gara.
That time, Carter Williams didn't really challenge Gary Cox on his shot. Gary's got to step up, shoot that ball with confidence. Eddie, how about this stat? Or this stat, excuse me. Syracuse points in the paint 42, Monmouth 14. It's a plus 28 points in the paint. And then Monmouth shooting 29%, Syracuse at 54%, and 53% from three-point range. So they got it going here. Syracuse has only turned the ball over 6 times. Monmouth forces their opponents to turn the ball over 20 times a game, just about. Syracuse not turning it over.
Well, here they get a turnover. Nicholas pulls it down floor. Max DeLeo puts one in off the window. So there's a forced turnover. MU, Steve, has forced over 20 in all but 2 games. Last time against Navy, and they forced 18 at Notre Dame way back when. Seems like that was forever ago. A couple weeks ago.
How about points in the paint, though? 42 to 14. But you know what? It's a lot, but it's also somewhat expected, too. I mean, the Hawks are severely outsized, not even against Big East teams, but against teams in their own league and at their own level, they're outsized.
Right, so then when you play the biggest team in the country,
right,
you're going to be outsized. Cooney's back into the game for Coach Bayhunt. Carter Williams shuffles it down low. Sutherland dunks with two hands. 80-37. And now Cooney takes one away from Nicholas. Over to Carter Williams. Athletic move. Good, and a foul for Michael Carter Williams.
I'm trying to think of a guy who Carter Williams reminds me of.
I'll give you.
Give me a couple of them here.
This has been floating around my head for a while.
All right, I'd like to hear it.
All right. If Penny Hardaway and Sean Livingston.
Penny Hardaway and Sean Livingston.
Combined their DNA, made a basketball player.
This would be him.
It might be Michael Carter Williams.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is that good? What do you think?
That's pretty good. Now, I was trying to go with somebody a little more now. So I was thinking.
Oh, you're gonna take a shot at me?
I was thinking Kendall Marshall from North Carolina with more talent.
And bigger.
Yeah, Kendall Marshall's got great size. He sees the floor very well. Michael Carter Williams, 9 assists per game, but he's also very talented in his own right to get to the basket and make some plays happen.
O'Garrow tries to throw one down low for Monmouth. It's turned over. Max DeLeo and James Sutherland are going to battle on the alternate possession. It'll keep things with Syracuse, 12:28 to go first half. I mean, he's got the Sean Livingston body, the 6'6 point guard,
sure,
the long arms.
Kendall Marshall is 6'4, a little more stockier,
right,
but doesn't have the offensive talent that Carter Williams has.
No, he can shoot it. Not a great percentage this year, but we've seen him shoot. Speaking of shooting, Nicholas straight away. Too strong. Carter Williams catches it on the dead run. 2-on-1 with Cooney. Give and go with Cooney. Dunk it with two hands from Michael Carter Williams. Then he steals the inbound and skips it over to Cooney. Leaves for Sutherland. He'll dunk it with two hands. And a foul on Jalen Palm. It's 87-37.
I don't care really who you're playing, Eddie. Those are the kind of plays that just can't happen. You know, yes, Carter Williams makes a nice play, makes a steal, gets a nice pass from Cooney, puts it in. But you can't turn the ball over on the inbounds pass. And then Jalen Palm has no chance to defend Coleman there. Don't foul him and make it worse. You know, that just little plays right there that blow to score even more open. But getting the inbounds pass stolen is inexcusable. It doesn't matter if you're playing Sacred Heart or Syracuse.
A whole bunch of subs. Let's reset the lineups for you. For Monmouth, it's Tyrone O'Garrow, Jesse Steele, Deion Nesmith, Steven Spinella, and Ed Waite. For Syracuse, it's Carter Williams, Cooney, Sutherland, Cada, and DeJuan Coleman. We near the 12-minute mark. O'Garrow, top of the key, over to Steele. Jesse's been quiet. He's got 6. O'Garrow on the wing. Top of the key, they go foul line Spinella. Nice little pass to Ed Waite. Ed's shot is missed, but he's fouled, and that'll get us to the media timeout. 11:49 to go, second half. Syracuse 88, Monmouth 37. We step out for 30 seconds here on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
For the latest information on Monmouth University athletics, visit the online home of the Blue and White at GoMUHawks.com. GoMUHawks.com is your one-stop source for Monmouth news, stats, schedules, and more for all of the Hawks. 21, if people would have sent me email, 21 Division I teams. Check out the new virtual guide, which gives you information from the administration and head coaches on each program, and Hawk Stars, the new kids club for students 8th grade and under. GoMUHawks.com. Your official online home of the Blue and White. Steve Bazaz, I'm Eddie Iacopinti. Megan Oleski back in the studios, engineering tonight's broadcast with Steve. Syracuse all over Monmouth, 88-37. But there's no reason we can't dance a little bit. Some music in the Carrier Dome.
Some Gangnam Style.
Well, saw a couple coworkers dance to this last night. Wow, you just got learned right there.
I did. You know, you should never ask somebody. You never know what the answer's going to be. I have a very nice gentleman next to us, Herman Frazier, of the Syracuse staff. During the timeouts, we've been talking a little bit. I asked him, what's his role? He's the deputy athletic director here at Syracuse.
Yeah, he's number 2.
Yes.
And he's really number 1 in a lot of ways.
Sure. A very nice gentleman, talking to him between timeouts about Syracuse basketball and
Absolutely. Everyone up here has been extremely nice. Been a fun visit. Wish we could have stayed more than just the one night. Heading back down to West Long Branch tonight with the team.
Very nice town, city.
Yeah.
Campus, if you will.
Right. It's a campus city kind of all rolled into one. Ed Wade at the line shooting, too. And we got to, you know, head out last night, go to the world-famous Dinosaur Barbecue restaurant, sample some of the fare here in Syracuse. It's a city that's not like an overwhelming city. Like some people say that New York is that way. This is like, you know, I'm on a comparison kick now.
Sure.
So like Red Bank and Hoboken had a baby, and they made Syracuse.
You're just on a roll right
now. I'm going to do this for the rest of the night. So just get ready.
All right, I'm ready for it.
Ed Wade hits two free throws.
I don't know. I'm ready for whatever you got. It's 88-39, so.
I'm not sure what else we can do. We'll figure it out, though.
How about this stat? I mean, this keeps getting worse. Points in the paint, 50-14.
Well, Syracuse, if you just took their points in the paint, they'd be up by double figures. Carter Williams tried a bullet pass down low. Ed Waite deflected it away with 11:35 to go here in this second half. Nesmith challenges Carter Williams on an inbound. Carter Williams takes it away. Cooney triple is all net. He's got 12. Blocking foul called back the other way on Sutherland. That foul is going to be the third team foul on Syracuse this half.
Yeah, and Eddie, Trevor Cooney came into this game shooting only 24% from three, but he has the green light, that's for sure. And when Monmouth went zone, he went right into the game and was firing away, and he's knocking them down tonight.
Spinella will try to answer with a triple. He will from the left wing, his first basket of the game.
Spinella's got a flat shot. He's really got to get some mark on that ball, get his elbow extended up in the air. But when he does hit his shot, it's when he has time to catch it, take his time, set his feet, and knock it down.
Coleman, nice move on Ed Wade off the window. Increasing that Syracuse lead. MU now back the other way, under 11 to go. You know, Spinella shoots like a scorer. Doesn't shoot like a shooter. And you said it, kind of a line drive shot.
And Daywon Coleman on the other end, something that we talked about, no back to the basket game. Herman Frazier right next to me, athletic director here at Syracuse, he did tell me that Coleman's going to be that guy eventually,
right,
develop into that back-to-the-basket type score.
Just a freshman, again, the reigning New York Mr. Basketball. Hawks ball, 26 on the shot clock. Another three for Spinella, this one blocked by Carter Williams. He gets it on an outlet pass now, head up in transition. Beautiful change of direction, pass down low, and laid in by Sutherland. I'll tell you, Carter Williams has tremendous vision. Ed Waite back the other way. He'll lay it in after a nice pump fake.
Nice job by Ed Waite. Getting a defender in the air and putting it in. I think Carter Williams was a little fortunate. He got caught in the air trying to make a pass and was able to find somebody down low. Was a little fortunate, but things going Syracuse's way this half.
Cada has it taken away from Nesmith. By Nesmith, rather. Bodies go flying to the ground. MU has it moving right to left. Steal around a high ball screen from Ed Waite. Throws it to the gentleman in stripes. And that's a turnover.
And, you know, that's an unforced error right there. Jesse comes off a high ball screen. He's got Deion Nesmith spotted up, wide open, and he throws the ball into the first row. Unforced error that obviously you cannot do against teams like this. But just for progress and improvement, those are the kind of plays that you want to capitalize on and make happen, give you confidence going into your next game. You know, Maryland, or Monmouth plays Maryland, ACC school after this game, and then they play another Big East school in Villanova.
Cooney, another three. Back of the iron. Cada with the rebound. O'Garo takes it away, and Spinella comes away from the pack with the basketball. Steven, head up to Nesmith in the left corner. Deion, nice move. Floater is good. Nice little move by Deion Nesmith.
Nice play by Deion Nesmith. Driving baseline, hopping in between the two defenders, and then really extending his arm, getting the ball over the long, outstretched hands of some of these Syracuse big men.
Carter Williams will drive on steal. Grant will try a three. Too strong. Ed Waite with the rebound.
I like Jeremy Grant's size and athleticism. Looks like a young Hakeem Warwick almost.
Nesmith will drive. Another floater is going to be missed. Grant pulls it down. We got to stop comparing.
That was an easy comparison though, right?
That was. And much more appropriate than either of the ones I gave. Coleman has it taken away. O'Gara with a nice steal. Head to Spinella. Steven will lay it in. It's 95-48, but MU looks better these last 2 minutes or so.
Yeah, Spinella almost walked when he caught the ball. but finish it. Nice play by Tyrone O'Garrow, making a steal, coming up with the ball, and then dropping it off to Steve Spinella, who can put it in with the lay-in.
Now, Carter Williams dribbles higher than Jesse's height. You notice that?
Yeah.
Carter Williams. Entry pass to Coleman. Nice catch. Loses it on the way up. Whistle. I believe we're going to have a foul called on Deion Nesmith. With 8:07 to go in this second half. And Steve mentioned it. Next game out Wednesday night at Maryland. Tonight, Monmouth playing a Big East, soon-to-be ACC school in Syracuse. Wednesday night at Maryland, an ACC, soon-to-be Big Ten school against the Terrapins.
It's too bad Syracuse won't be in the Big East. It's just so much tradition, so many great rivalry games in the Big East. College sports is definitely changing, that's for sure.
Oh, we say it all the time. And people hear the phrase, they go, enough with the phrase. But it couldn't be truer. The landscape of college athletics literally changes daily. Bunch of new Hawks in the game. MU now joining Jesse Steele has Christian White, Marcus Ware, Andrew Nicholas, and Khalil Brown, as Coleman will try to hit his second free throw for the Orange. Misses this one off the back of the iron. Ware had the rebound and lost it, but Brown pulls it down. Under 8 to go, second half. Steele pumps it a 3 into the corner. Nicholas traveled. He jumped, couldn't decide what he wanted to do with it, and he turns it over. That'll give it back to the Orange after this media timeout. 7:52 to go in this game. Syracuse 96, Monmouth 48. We step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets, like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, follow MU Hawks on Twitter, and visit youtube.com/MonmouthHawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every social media page associated with MU Athletics at one place. GoMUHawks.com/connect. Stay connected with the Hawks and join the conversation online right now. Monmouth trailing the Orange of Syracuse, 96-48. The number 4 ranked team in the country, Syracuse, and 7:52, Steve, remaining in this game, and I think you've been kind of saying it all game. The positives that you go to take out of things. For Coach Callahan, I'm sure he's telling the team this. Win this final 7:52 and go into Maryland with some momentum.
Absolutely, and that's what you want to see from the Hawks. Again, you want to go in every game and you want to win. Why play the game if you're not playing it to win, right? But you, a little realistically, the Hawks probably weren't going to win this game. But you still want to come here and say we got something out of it, basketball-wise. Now, and I think in the first 10 minutes, you got a lot out of it. And hopefully, you don't want the final score to blind those first 10 minutes because they were very good. I think Gary Cox has been a true bright spot for the Hawks in this game. I think Khalil Brown has shown some moments. Andrew Nicholas shows moments that he's not afraid to put the ball up and shoot some and knock it down with confidence wherever he is, whether he's in West Long Branch or whether he's at North Carolina or whether he's at Syracuse. Andrew Nicholas shows that he's ready to take big shots. And that's what you want to see. You want to see your guys compete and play hard.
Grant fouled right at half court by Marcus Ware. Kind of a bang-bang play between foul or travel. MU went to a little full-court man there. Grant will have a couple of free throws now as MU... I'm sorry, it'll be 1-1. As that's Monmouth's eighth team foul. Only two called against the Orange. So Grant will have a couple of free throws. He's got 4 points. Gary Cox in, Andrew Nicholas out.
Eddie, just so you know, we are sitting next to a gold medal winner, Mr. Herman Frazier.
Oh, really?
Deputy Athletics Director, Chief of Staff, also gold medal winner, 1976. He went to Arizona State.
Oh, wow, getting the full bio.
Frazier was the leadoff runner for the 1976 Olympic gold medal winning 4x400 relay.
Get out of here.
So,
well, hey, and we could say it. We're courtside. Still looks like he could go out there and medal right now.
Absolutely.
See if he has any eligibility left. Under 7:40 remaining in this game. Failed alley-oop attempt goes off the backboard. Ends up to Cooney, who buries the triple. He's got 5 threes. Syracuse 1 point short of 100. and something we've only mentioned in pregame, but if the Orange hang on and get this one, it'll be number 898 for Jim Boeheim as he nears 900 career wins. Marcus Ware spins, kicks one out to Khalil Brown. Three on the way for Khalil is an air ball. Coleman pulls it down. Trish now running the point. Floater over Christian White is good. 101-48 Syracuse. Brown down low. Flips it out to Cox. Gary loses it going to the basket. Kada pulls it down. Trish now in transition. Alley-oop attempt pulled down by Grant. He'll lay it in.
And those are the kind of plays that in transition, it's just too easy for Syracuse. You want to show some competitiveness. And you know what? If somebody's going up for a layup, an open layup, and you don't think you can make a play, go up and give a hard foul and not let them get an easy layup attempt. Not to obviously hurt, but just to show that you're not going to give up any easy baskets.
Trish misses a three. Whistle. Foul called on Marcus Ware with 6:18 to go in this half. You know, score 103-48. Head weight ready to check in. I'm in favor of maybe loosening, let the guys play a little bit. You know, this is when, it's easy to say it now, but this is when you really learn a lot about maybe some of the character of both teams.
Yep.
Especially the team that's trailing. And we saw Monmouth really fight to the end of that game at UNC last year. Look for the same thing here over the final 6:18 as Kada misses his first one and one, and O'Gara pulls down the rebound. Jesse Steele, nice no-look pass to Ed Waite. Ed, triple clutches. Hey, hits it and the foul. Nice move by Ed Waite. He now has 8, and he's going to shoot for 9.
Ed Waite really having to compensate for the size advantage that he's up against. Catches the ball deep into the post, makes a couple moves, has to fade away after getting hit, able to knock it in off the glass. Nice move from Ed Waite.
We are live at the Carrier Dome. Steve Bazzaz, Eddie Acapinti with you. Megan Oleski back in the studios. Monmouth down 103-50 as Ed Waite misses that free throw, and the Orange will bring it back. Cooney, bullet pass to Grant, cut off left baseline. And he then is, rather commits a foul on Christian White. Wait, Christian White, wave off the basket. It'll be Monmouth ball.
And like you said, this is a time of game where you learn a lot about your players on both sides. You don't want players to get into bad habits because it's a 53-point game. You know, that time Cooney makes a dangerous cross-court pass, and then you have an illegal screen on the next ball. So, again, you don't want to get into bad habits on either side of the floor.
Jesse Steele into the lane. Nice pass to Ed Waite. Ed collects himself and throws it right to Jeremy Grant. Bad decision. Back the other way. Cooney. Lost it, now gathers it. Baseline drive, leaves for Coleman. He is fouled on the way up. I believe Gary Cox, the player that got him.
That's a good foul. I like that foul from Gary Cox. Again, no easy baskets. He gets in there, he rakes at the ball. No shot attempt. He's got to go to the line and earn it. But sometimes in games like this, teams, players, you kind of lose that sense of urgency. And you don't want to see that happen. One, for the winning team, you know, develop bad habits. But two, for the losing team, you want to try to keep that competitiveness and try to go in with some momentum to your next game.
DeJuan Coleman makes his first free throw. Steve, looking at the stats, a number that I don't know how he glossed over, but Michael Carter-Williams, he's not in the game right now, has 16 assists in this game. That right now is the third highest total in Syracuse program history for a single game.
Just continues to impress, huh?
Wow. Speaking of wow, nice move by Jesse Steele, but has it taken away from DeJuan Coleman, who has it taken away from Gary Cox, who throws it out of bounds. 5:26 to go in this game. The Orange get it back, leading 104-50.
Now Carter Williams is 15 points, 16 assists, and 3 rebounds on the night. It's a pretty good stat line, huh?
Not bad. And when you look at the stat line, when we get the most up-to-date one, I mean, it's so impressive, the Syracuse backcourt. Now Trish, the veteran, started every game here, and Carter Williams, in a sophomore season, really adjusting to that point guard role quicker, I think, than maybe some of the experts around the country thought of.
Yeah, and he looks good. He's a silky smooth player, gets into the lane very nice, very crafty, and he's also physically gifted. I mean, he's very long, very springy.
Monmouth ball, under 5 to go in this game. Tyrone O'Garo, left elbow. Triple team, flips it over to Max DeLeo, pumps it a corner shot. Max, with a wild shot, goes off the bottom of the backboard. And now Syracuse back the other way. Trish, uncontested, throw down with one hand. Now it's a matter of how long does Coach Boeheim leave his key contributors in the game with now under 5 minutes, close to four and a half to go.
And I would assume after the four-minute media, he'll probably start clearing the bench, putting some of those walk-ons in. Right, Eddie?
I've seen a couple of them play.
That always gets the fans into it, too, during a 50-point blowout.
You could say that's near and dear. We get it. Monmouth ball here. Gary Cox on the right wing drives. He's fouled before the shot attempt with 4:16 to go here in this game. Now, you know, Max DeLeo joined this team as a walk-on, playing fairly significant minutes on the court now, but plays every game.
And he deserves it. I mean, he's a guy that just plays so hard and makes things happen all the time just through pure hustle and effort.
Jesse Steele pumps down low DeLeo. Lefty layup is no good. Max gets his own rebound and then falls to the ground. He does give it over to Ed Waite. Ed then bowls over Jeremy Grant. Offensive foul on Ed, his third. 4:04 remaining in this game. After the loss, Monmouth will even up their season record at 5-5. Syracuse will run their season record to 8-0. The next time the Orange see the court, they get a couple of days off. They will take part in the Gotham Classic. They'll take on Canisius on the 15th of December. A three for Cooney. Back iron. Coleman rebound. Put back missed. Tap back missed. And then he throws it out of bounds. That'll get us to our final media timeout. Syracuse 106, Monmouth 50, 3:43 to go, second half. We step out for 30 seconds here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9779 or visit app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press, your news any way you want it, wherever you are. We'd also like to thank our friends at the New Jersey Education Association for their continued support of Monmouth University Athletics on the Shore Sports Network. The members of the NJEA working to make public schools great for every child. Alongside Steve Pizzazz, I'm Eddie Iacopinti. Megan Oleski back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast. Where, Steve, it's been all Orange, the number four team in the country, really doing a job tonight on the Hawks. Syracuse shooting 53% from the floor. They've handed out 30 assists on 41 made field goals. They've put, oh boy, 7 players in double figures. And Michael Carter-Williams has 15 points, 16 assists, 5 steals, and 4 blocks. And he actually went and served hot dogs during the second part of the second half.
Yeah, very impressive game, especially the hot dog serving, Eddie's. He's really very impressive. Brandon Trish, 18 points, 8 assists. C.J. Fair, 14 points, 10 rebounds. DeJuan Coleman, 11 points, 13 rebounds. Trevor Cooney off the bench, 5 of 9 from 3. He's got 15 points and 4 assists. James Sutherland, 14 points, 6 of 11 from the field. Syracuse shooting 54%, 42% from 3. 13 to 25 from the foul line. Monmouth is 19 of 58 for 32%, 5 of 18 from 3 for 27%, 7-11 from the foul line. Syracuse dominant in the game on the court and also on the stat sheet.
3.5 minutes to go in this game. Jalen Palm, Gary Cox, Tyrone O'Garrow, Max DeLeo, Ed Waite, the 5 Hawks on the floor. Still see Brandon Trish out there for Syracuse. O'Garrow flips one over to Cox. Gary, strong take, blocked by Cata. Ed Waite, offensive rebound. O'Garrow, tough move in the lane, is fouled.
Now Eddie on the Hawks side. Steven Spinella, 2 of 5 for 5 points. Ed Waite, 2 of 6 for 8 points. Andrew Nicholas, 2 of 6 for 5. Deion Nesmith, 2 of 9 for 4 points. Jesse Steele, 2 of 7 for 6 points. And there is a point to this as I go through the rest of the players. Tyrone O'Garrow now on the scoreboard. Max DeLeo, 1 of 4, 3 points. Jalen Palm, 1 of 2 for 3. Christian White is the only Hawk right now who hasn't scored yet. We'll see if he can get in the scorebook. Khalil Brown, 3 of 6, 8 points.
O'Garrow goes 1 of 2 at the line, 106 to 51. Trish still out there with Coleman, Cooney, Grant, and Cato.
So if you want to draw another positive, all the Hawks getting some opportunities, getting some action and on a big stage against the Big East team, all trying to get onto the scoreboard here. So if you want to draw another positive, that every Hawk is getting into the scorebook, getting some experience playing against a big-time team.
Nice little jump hook by Cato. He has four. 108-51. Going to get a host of new orange into the game next whistle. 2:40 to go. Trish trying to foul Palm on purpose to get his teammates into the game. Ed Waite, righty, jump hook is good.
That was Ed Waite with the field goal.
Trish will bring it up. Crossover on Palm. Flip it on the right wing to Grant. Pull up for three. Too strong. Cooney tip is missed. And that ball goes out of bounds. That will get four new orange into the game. Let's run you down the new players. Griffin Hoffman is into the game now. Matt Lloyd Kajus is into the game. Albert Nasser is into the game. Nolan Hart into the game. And Russ Dereamer. I'm going to venture a guess. Some walk-ons, maybe?
It looks like it.
Jalen Palm for three. It's missed short. Ball out of bounds to Monmouth. Yeah, the size on the court has definitely taken a different turn.
Sure, now Monmouth is still outsized, but just not by much.
Gary Cox, left wing. DeLeo. Goes to Tyrone O'Garrow at the foul line. Back to DeLeo into the lane. Kicks it out to Cox. Gary into the paint. Shot is good and a foul for Gary Cox, who has been a bright spot in this game for Monmouth. He's got eight. Ed Waite's got 10, but I would say Cox has been, you said it, maybe not a revelation, but it's been a very, very positive bright spot.
He's been very good, very aggressive. Gary Cox is excellent going to his left hand. And that time, again, goes into the left hand, goes into the lane left-handed, able to swoop in for a score and one, and he knocks down the foul shot.
108-56 as we near 100 seconds right now. This is Hart. Again, Syracuse, as Max DeLeo takes it away from him. Walk-on and walk-on right there. Max is going to drive. He's going to, I think, try to shoot one. I don't know if there's a shot or a pass, but it goes out of bounds after Kajus knocked it out. We're going to get Noel Jones into the game, a junior from Halifax, Nova Scotia. He takes out Albert Nasser. Deion Nesmith back in for Monmouth. He takes out Max DeLeo with 1:26 to go. Stay tuned post-game. We will be joined by the interim head coach for this game, Rick Callahan. Here courtside at the Carrier Dome. Obviously a homecoming for Coach Callahan, perhaps bittersweet. Taking on the Orange. It was his first job here under Coach Boeheim at Syracuse. Back in 1980. We won't bring up the year, though. I know Ricky won't want that. Nesmith missed a three out of bounds. Knocked out by the Orange. 1:10 to go in this game with a fresh shot clock. In the 2-3 zone that the Orange play now looks more like the one we saw in intramurals back in the day.
This intramural team probably would have been pretty good, though.
Oh, they probably win the league. Now, obviously, before, as there's a foul call, before Steve made the team, did play intramurals at Monmouth, and 2 years stint with the Hawks. Where is your championship ring, by the way? I know you don't wear it.
I don't wear it. That thing is so big and gaudy. It's very tough to wear.
Should have worn it tonight.
I'm afraid it would fall off, too. I have it in one of my drawers at home. Every now and then, take it out.
Shine it up a little bit.
A little, nostalgic moments.
Monmouth missed the free throw. It was Palm. Hart's going to pull a deep three. Good for him. Rebound comes down to O'Gara. Championship team that Steve was a member of, the 2006 team. Palm's shot is thrown back by Jones. Hoffman will miss a layup, but he's fouled by Ed Waite. So with 34 and 1:10 seconds on the clock, Griffin Hoffman, a senior from New York, will have a couple of free throws coming. You know, last year's team had the best league record at 10-8 since that championship team back in 2006. And, you know, obviously Coach Rice, who's not here this evening, but the head coach, you know, obviously has things moving in the right direction after this loss tonight, falling to 5-5. But, you know, last year was 0-4 till beating Navy. This year, with a pretty good start.
Yeah, you start off the season 0-8. Now Monmouth is going to be 5-5. That's a pretty big difference. going in from year one to year two. Their 10 wins in the conference last year in his first season was also tremendous. I mean, Monmouth basketball is going in the right direction. He's got a lot of his own recruits now in the system. Two guys that you're not seeing who are redshirting, Deion Jones and Colin Stewart, those guys are going to have major roles within the program. And Colin Stewart is a guy whose 6'8 lights-out shooter has a huge ceiling.
Monmouth missed a shot. Syracuse now just hoisting up threes. There's 1 second on the clock. Gary Cox, dunk will not count. It was after the buzzer. And that'll get us our final score. The number four team in the country, the Syracuse Orange, defeat the Monmouth Hawks 108-56 here on Saturday evening at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse, New York. We will be joined by Coach Callahan as soon as he gets through the handshake line. We'll try to get Ricky before he goes into the locker room because, well, he knows a lot of people up here, and he's going to no doubt have, you know, a lot of people to hug and handshake. Good sign, too. His son, Zach, made the trip up, player on the Monmouth baseball team. Made the trip up to Syracuse to witness his dad be the head coach and return home to Syracuse. So, complete effort by the Orange. And they looked every bit as good as the fourth-ranked team in the country should look.
And they did, and they dominated this game. Basically, the last 30 minutes of the ball game, Monmouth hung tough for about 10 minutes and really had some nice plays and nice finishes at the rim. Gary Cox, Khalil Brown, Jesse Steele hit a couple threes. They had a lot of nice stuff going in that first 10 minutes. And then Syracuse kind of got it all going. And I don't want to say the wheels came off because, you know, in my opinion, the wheels came off against Navy. You know what I'm saying? Against Syracuse, you kind of expect something like this. Do you want it to happen? Of course not. Is it expected against the number four team in the country? Yes, at this level, it is tough to go on the road and hang tough against a team like Syracuse. But Syracuse impressed in almost every facet of the ball game on the stat sheet. They were just physically just better than the Hawks, more talented. And that's what you get when you play a number four team in the country. The Hawks, again, will take some positives out of this game. There are some good things to take out of this game. They did compete hard. They did play hard. Gary Cox, I thought, was phenomenal. Jesse Steele had his moments. Ed Wade had his moments, especially in the beginning of the game, really getting the ball down low and making smart plays, catching the ball, looking opposite, hitting guys on the perimeter. So the Hawks do have some things to draw from out of this game.
Ball to Syracuse, however. They cleared the score. I believe it was 108-56, the final. So Monmouth, now a two-game losing streak. They'll go into the game at Maryland on Wednesday looking to right the ship. Doesn't get any easier as they take on a Terrapin team that is, you know, a contender in the ACC this season. We'll take one timeout. When we come back, we'll look at statistics as well as get a word with head coach for tonight, Rick Callahan. And we're going to do it right here on your home for Monmouth basketball after a two-minute timeout, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Back here courtside at the Carrier Dome, wrapping up our post game where Monmouth fell to Syracuse 108-56 here on Saturday evening. Before we get to the statistics, we'd like to thank our friends at University Subs for their support. U Subs has been a neighborhood favorite for years, located on the corner of Larchwood and Wall. U Subs offers free delivery to the MU dorms, and all MU students receive 10% off of their total order. MyUSubs.com. We are going to be joined right now, before we get to final game statistics, by the head coach for the Hawks this evening, Rick Callahan. Coach Callahan, thanks for coming out, joining us for a few minutes. We know homecoming tonight, this was the site of your first job in coaching.
Yeah, so great homecoming, huh?
Well, you could tell us, was it a little bittersweet?
We're glad to see you. We're going to beat you by 50.
Coach, obviously the Syracuse team, number four in the country, they look every bit a team that can make a run at the Final Four.
Absolutely. They're very, very talented. And to be honest with you, they've had 3 years in a row here, and this team might be their best that they've had, but they've had 3 years in a row here has been their best teams ever, which says a lot considering the history of Syracuse basketball. And this might be their best, most talented team that they've had in the last 3 or 4 years. So it gets hard. It, you know, when they're trapping like that and they're scrambling you like that, it's hard.
Hey, Coach, it seems, and this is my first time seeing them before we get to Steve's question, but they are more creative in the 2-3 than I think people give them credit for. They do some interesting things after that first pass in that zone, and with their length, it's so hard to really get into your stuff.
We got the ball to the block a number of times, and got a block, you know, and it's hard. And I had a coaching friend tell me one time, when you get to the ball to the block, that's when recruiting begins and coaching ends.
I like that one. That's a good one.
Yeah,
pretty good.
And we got it there a few times, and we couldn't finish. And, you know, they do some nice things out of the trap. They trapped us in on the wings. They came out and trapped our guards. We did not handle that well and get to the post up and get the ball to the middle of the floor as much as we should have.
Coach, drawing on some positives, especially in that first 10 minutes of the ball game, you guys really were competing and making some nice plays. You switched to a 2-3 zone. You had some plays off the press break. Gary Cox, obviously, that dunk in transition. Khalil Brown running the floor as a big man with a follow-up. And I thought Ed Waite was catching the ball down low and making nice, wasn't really forcing shots in fear of a blocked shot, but hitting the opposite and looking at guys on the perimeter. So how about commenting on the first 10 minutes of the game where you did have a lot of positives and the team was really playing well and making some plays at the rim?
I do think there were a lot of positives, Steve. You're 100% correct. First and foremost, we've had a huge emphasis on our shot selection. We really, really had a big emphasis on that. And I think for the most part, we did a nice job. You know, I thought that was a positive. We handled their press very well, you know, and to the point where he didn't want to press. He decided to do it in a half-court situation because he couldn't get us going up and down in the pressing situation. There was a lot of positive. I think we competed very hard in the first 10 minutes. Khalil Brown played very well in the first 10. Gary made a nice aggressive move. So there are some positives. There's some negatives. We didn't take some charges. We should have taken some charges here tonight. We didn't. And, you know, to be fair, it's a little hard taking charges on those guys coming in there like that.
So when they're jumping over you, it's tough sometimes.
But we got to do that. We have to.
Right. Well, Coach, we'll give you one final question because I know not only do you have other media responsibilities, but I know you have a whole host of people that are waiting for you. And let's touch on that. Obviously, under the circumstances, probably not the ideal ones, but you're the acting head coach tonight for the team. Just talk about coming home and what it means for you to come back to the Carrier Dome. Obviously, we're happy to have you down at Monmouth, but I know this place is pretty special to you.
This is a special place. I was here when it was just starting the Big East, and it was the infancy of the Big East and the first charter member, 8, and then we added Pitt as 9, and it was great to watch Syracuse basketball to grow from 17,000 season tickets to 20. You know, all the way up to 27 over a 4 or 5 year period, and it was a good time. Obviously, the atmosphere in here is rather unique and it's fun. And I hope our guys enjoyed playing here, despite the score and the outcome. It is a unique place to play.
Well, Coach, we appreciate a few minutes. We also thank you for helping us make this trip possible for Steve and myself. And obviously, good luck moving forward when the team gets Coach Rice back, and we appreciate some time post-game.
We definitely look forward to Coach Rice coming back. I look forward to having Coach Rice coming back.
Coach Callahan, thanks for joining us post-game. We appreciate it.
Thank you, fellas. We'll look forward to it.
That's Monmouth Coach Rick Callahan. Happy to get a couple minutes with Coach Rick post-game. And now we're going to take a look at our final game statistics, and then we will say our final goodbye courtside here from the Carrier Dome. Steve, we'll take a look at final game stats brought to us by our Tri-State Chevy dealer. See your local Chevy dealer or visit ChevyOffers.com. MU gets a lot of guys in the scoring column. 10 points from Ed Waite, 9 from Gary Cox, 8 from Khalil Brown, 6 points for Jesse Steele. It's tough when there's so many guys in here to read this. Andrew Nicholas, 5. Steven Spinella had 5. 4 points for Deion Nesmith. MU struggles from the floor. They shoot 31.8%. They hit 5 of 23s. And obviously, athletically outmatched against a Syracuse team that not only out-rebounded them 63-38, but scored 58 points in the paint, not to belabor the point.
The size and the athleticism and just the overall talent of Syracuse was really on display tonight. And again, the Hawks did compete, and I think you build off those early on in the first half, those plays. And again, the stat sheet not very friendly, but it's something that, you know, matchup-wise, you kind of expected this because Monmouth, again, doesn't shoot the ball very well. Syracuse plays a 2-3 zone that makes you shoot threes, and they contest. So again, stat sheet not very friendly, but something that the Hawks can learn from and grow from this experience of playing in the Carrier Dome.
Syracuse puts 7 players in double figures, led by Brandon Trish's 18. Michael Carter-Williams had 15 points and 16 assists. A double-double for DeJuan Coleman, 11 points, 14 rebounds. The Orange shoot 51%. They had 11 of 30 from 3. They hand out 30 assists on 42 field goals, and they improve to 8-0 on the season. Let's take a final wrap-up now, and Steve, final impressions from this game moving now into the contest at Maryland on Wednesday night.
Well, I think this is a nice start to get into a tough schedule at Maryland next week and then home against Villanova in a couple weeks. Syracuse is really good.
They
are really athletic. 30 assists on 41 makes is a heck of a stat. And it just goes to show you the kind of team that they have. And what Coach Callahan said is evidence about how good they are and what kind of program they have. Out of all the teams that they've had, think about some of the players that have gone through this program in the last 3 or 4 years. And you got Johnny Flynn and Diebendorf and, guys like that. And Rick said that this might be the best team they've had in the last 4 years. And that's pretty impressive. And Carter Williams, 15 points and 16 assists. He had half of those 30 assists.
Right. He's a special one.
He is special and impressive. And, again, they're a very, very good team. It'll be interesting to see them in March making a run at a national championship. For the Hawks, you just build off this. You know, Maryland, obviously, is still a good team. They play in the ACC. They're obviously a step down from the number four team in the country. You hope you go to Maryland next week with a better showing than tonight and try to compete in that game. And you never know. And Villanova, they're a team that when they come into Monmouth, that's a winnable game for the Hawks at home. You get a nice look at a upper echelon Big East team, and then you have a Maryland team in the ACC, and then you have a Big East team that's kind of rebuilding right now under Jay Wright. And that's a team that when they come into Monmouth on the 22nd, Monmouth should be looking to not just compete in that game, they should be looking to win that game.
Well, the Hawks now fall to 5-5 after Syracuse improves to 8-0 with this win. We will take a look at that Maryland game as our upcoming road game presented by Coach USA. Coach USA driven with pride. It is on Wednesday, December 12th. We'll be in College Park to see the Hawks take on the Terrapins at 8 p.m., 7:45 pregame show right here on the Shore Sports Network. Partner, great job tonight. Good to have you back. We look forward to some more broadcasts this season.
Eddie, it was great to be here. Obviously, not the result that we wanted, but it was great to broadcast the game from the Carrier Dome. And, you know, we've been lucky to see some pretty cool venues over the past couple years. And obviously, North Carolina last year and Syracuse this year. It's been great. It was fun. Thanks for having me.
Steve, pleasure as always. We will say our final goodbye from my broadcast partner, Steve Bazaz and Megan Oleski, back in the studios of 1160 WOBMAM. I am Eddie Acapinti. Thank you for listening to this broadcast of Monmouth University Men's Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. We're on the air Wednesday night at 7:45 live from College Park, Maryland. And you're going to hear it right here on your home for Hawks basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network. Good night, everyone.
Been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible: Coke Zero, basketball related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Every day, enjoy. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.